Welcome back, fans in the pro. Mike Haas and Charlie Long today is in the studio. I am at Caesars Superdome, where tonight Taylor Swift will open up the first of three nights. If you don't know, I wear a couple of hats. I'm very fortunate to work for the radio station and do the play-by-play. I'm also the manager of media relations here. It has been a crazy fun week, and it begins tonight. So I'll be flying to Los Angeles tomorrow, meet up with Deuce and the team there as they're leaving later on today. Also want to thank Magazine Pizza at 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Earlier today, Dennis Allen spoke to the media before heading for the buses and Los Angeles. Here's what he had to say, and really the key about getting some people back from the injured list.
We'll hop on a plane this afternoon, head to LA, and start getting ready to go play a game out there. So we're excited about that opportunity.
Was leaving today just for getting used to
the pretty typical of a two time zone travel day. We usually add an extra day.
Yeah, you guys have had like the second highest number of rookies on offense, percentage wise, at least for snaps. I know you guys are getting some veterans back this week. Just what does that do for the offense that maybe you don't have to rely on that experience? Or could you tell that you guys were that young on offense?
I would say this. I would say it's been valuable experience for all these young guys that have had an opportunity to jump in and play. And as we move throughout the course of the season and you go into the future, that experience I think is going to pay off for those guys, as we go forward. So I think, unfortunate to have some guys out, but yet, getting those young guys with that experience I think has been good for us. So we'll see, what we do, this week and who we have back and who's available to play. But the good news is that if those young guys are called upon to play, at least they're gaining valuable experience.
What stands out about the Chargers defense? I think they've only allowed 20 points one time this year.
Yeah, look, they play sound, fundamentally sound. They tackle well. They keep the ball in front of them. I think, up front they do a pretty good job, stopping the run. They do a good job getting after the passer a little bit. So I just think they're just a good, fundamentally sound defense that makes you have to earn everything. They do a good job of tackling, and they're a physical football team.
How do you think the team's kind of responded this week, having a little time to reset? And just
yeah, look, here? I think our team's responded well. I think having some of these guys back out here at practice has been energizing for the football team, and we're looking forward to kind of getting reset a little bit and playing good football.
How would you describe the progress of guys like Nephi Sewell and Tana Passio working their way back from IR?
Yeah, I think both those guys are doing a good job. I think they're on schedule in terms of their rehab. I think, Nephi's probably just a little bit ahead of Tano, but I think we're getting close to, hopefully being able to start getting them back out into some practice.
So the expectation is still that there is the potential for them to come back this season?
I think both of them, have a great opportunity to be available to us at some point this season.
With Taysom suffering like two injuries in the span of a couple of games, do you guys have to be more careful with like how you're deploying him and stuff like that?
It's kind of a hard question in that, this is a tough game that we play, and it's a physical game that we play, and every snap you take, you're putting your body in harm's way, and so. Yeah, I think we got to pay attention to what we're asking him to do, and yet, there's a certain way that you have to be able to play this game, and so I think, you kind of have to go play a little bit.
Is Chris still on protocol?
No, Chris has been cleared.
How are you listed as doubtful again this week, similar to last week as the emergency option?
Yeah.
Do you think she could be an emergency option this week?
Potentially, yeah. I think we'll see where he's at. Come Sunday.
Besides, just getting off the field on third down, what's the challenge of going against a team that likes to have, these really long drives like they kind of do?
Yeah, well, I think it starts with first and second down efficiency, it's a lot harder to get off the field when you're facing a bunch of third and two threes, much I'm not going to say easy, but easier to get off the field when you're facing some third and longs. And so I think it starts with first and second down efficiency, forcing some, you know, longer third down conversions, and then being able to execute when you get in that situation. We're going to have to get some pressure on the quarterback, make him have to speed it up a little bit. All good? Okay, guys, thanks.
Saints head coach Dennis Allen from earlier this afternoon out in Metairie before heading out to SoFi, the third time that this team will play in SoFi for the last 2 years, and that seems a little strange. They played the Rams there last year in December, Chargers this year. They also played the Chargers in preseason last year after they went out and practiced for a couple of days in Costa Mesa. And Charlie, you and I were talking earlier about, I mean, there's some numbers that jump out, and it's going to be really the turnover differential for the Chargers at plus six. They don't turn it over very much. They don't get a ton, but they don't turn it over very much.
Yeah, they take care of the ball, and that's right. Probably one of those hallmarks of Coach Harbaugh. But plus six, which ranks third in the NFL, that obviously jumps off the page to you. But he also talked, I mean, you heard DA kind of break down the fundamentally sound defense that the Chargers play, and he's really right on target. I mean, when you're top 10 in both total defense, you know, rushing defense, passing defense, and scoring defense, you're going to win some football games, even with, you know, kind of an anemic offense, I guess you would call it, early on.
Yeah, and third down, they're not strong. Fourth down, I think really the key, and then, you know, I feel like we say this every week, when you look at kind of red zone defense, right, because teams are going to get down there, and that is where both of these teams have been strong. So the Chargers are seventh in the NFL, 45%. The Saints are third in the NFL when teams get down there inside the 20, and they're able not to let them in the end zone. And you can see where it hurt the Chargers against Arizona, and it's kept the Saints kind of in a lot of games, and it, you know, allowed them to have those two blowouts. But, you know, it's one of those areas that it's also one reason the Chargers only give up 13.8 points a game. But that's a key area, because you're going to get down there, but what do you do when you get down there? Can you continue to get seven? And I feel like the Saints of late have started to utilize the tight ends more with Foster and Juwan. You know, if whatever it is they're doing on first down, can we just keep running that play, right? First down the last two games, passes to tight ends that get like 30-plus. So I feel like those tight ends will be very, very key.
Yeah, I agree. But also defending the tight end, because we saw what Will Dissly did, as you mentioned, to the Cardinals this past weekend. But real quick before we hit this break, Mike, I wanted to go back to what you were talking about, the scoring defense and specifically the red zone defense. With the Saints' strong red zone defense, it's going to have to continue, because this Chargers offense is kind of struggling to put it in to the red zone and score those touchdowns. The last touchdown they scored was in the second quarter of their Week 6 game against the Broncos when they got off to that huge 23-0 start. The J.K. Dobbins ran for a 4-yard touchdown with about a minute left to go in the second quarter. So since then, they've gone six quarters, which is, of course, you know, a full game and then a half, without scoring a touchdown, which goes back to that whole thing, 16 straight drives without scoring a touchdown. Now, the Broncos got back into that game in the fourth quarter. They kind of made it look closer than it actually was. But then the Chargers go on to lose to the Cardinals on Monday Night Football this past week. So, you know, it's always kind of unfortunate when you see a team that's, you know, playing really good defense. They still have some high hopes for the season, and then they drop a game right before you have to play them because you know that they're right. Going to want some, you know, to bounce back and get back in the win column. It's what Tyrann Mathieu always says, that, you know, good teams avoid those long losing streaks, and obviously that's what the Chargers are hoping to do.
And that's what the Saints are trying to get out of as well, right? I mean, you know, Cameron Dicker, both kickers have been near perfect. In fact, Groupie has been perfect. Dicker's only missed one, but he had a 59-yarder last week. That's his career longest and tied a franchise longest. So he's 15 of 16. And like I say, Groupie's been perfect as well. So, you know, every week it could come down to special teams, but it just seems like that's the case across the NFL. Like, find me an NFL kicker that's 80%. It doesn't happen. You're not around. Everybody.
Cameron Dicker's a good one, though, Mike. Yeah. So if it comes down to it, it's the same thing that we had back with that Atlanta game, right, with Younghoe Koo. If it came down to a field goal, you weren't feeling great. Of course, that game, of course, came down to a field goal.
But since then, what's he done?
Yeah, no, that's the worst thing,
like
too.
Three.
That's the worst thing, too. It makes me tear up my hair every single time I see him miss a kick. And some of them are bad, too, Mike.
Oh,
like,
my
just
gosh.
Shank one and just,
he got back-to-back hook left on the after the penalty.
Oh, God.
I was going crazy.